MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 16, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and today's headlines, winter weather is here to stay for a while. Banning book banning is on the agenda.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, a very short sports update. You may appreciate that. Rick?
Oh, I don't know about that, Bill, but thanks. Snow and rain, sleet, freezing rain, all possible today, mid to upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:58 p.m. Winter is in full swing here on the North Shore, as today will bring periods of snow in the morning, then changing to a wintry mix this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-30s with winds out of the northwest. Total accumulation is expected to be around 3 inches. Temperatures might not get out of the 20s for the rest of the week. Christian Wade, State House reporter, is writing that lawmakers want to prohibit public libraries and schools from banning books in response to a rise in challenges from parents and conservative groups seeking to remove controversial titles from the shelves. A proposal being considered by the legislature's Education Committee would, if approved, make Massachusetts one of only 2 states to effectively outlaw book bans because of partisan or doctrinal reasons by setting new restrictions on receiving state funding. Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagan is writing that when it comes to reading, the League of Women Voters of Cape Ann holds that access to all published works should be permitted and created a resolution to protect them. The effort was basically a support of the American Library Association Bill of Rights that seemed to be a most reasonable document, according to League member Dr. Cynthia Burley. The Cape Ann chapter's action follows and borrows from a similar resolution by the Marblehead League of Women Voters, according to Dr. Burley. The League of Women Voters of Cape Ann's resolution about book banning was prompted by a request from the Massachusetts League of Women Voters to local chapters regarding proposed legislation on the issue. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger swore in 32 new correctional officers and promoted 10 employees at a basic training academy graduation at Northern Essex Community College on Wednesday last week. The new officers recently completed a 12-week academy that included training in department protocols and procedures, as well as training in de-escalation, mental health, medical response, driving skills, and physical fitness. And Michael McHugh of the Salem News is writing that it was a day of art, music, and inspiration at Danvers High School on Martin Luther King Day as students, educators, and community members reflected on the legacy of MLK Jr. and answered the question of this year's theme, how do you move like King? Attendees of the town's 25th MLK Day celebration toured the student art exhibit Art of Action, made up of social justice-themed art from Danvers Public School students. While the variety of themes the students' artwork was based on was broad, they all celebrated the importance of inclusivity, equal justice, and peace to the continued realization of MLK Jr.'s dream. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. The Celtics beat the Raptors last night, 105-96. The Bruins shut out the Devils 3-0 last night. Some high school sports updates. Masconomet boys hockey beat Lincoln Sudbury 3-2 yesterday. Masco girls soccer beat Wakefield 2-1. Also in girls hockey, the PLNR team defeated Medford 2-0. Girls basketball, Ipswich over Essex Tech 53-33. Lucy Donahue, 21 points for Ipswich. Ella Stein also with the double digits. She had 17 for the Tigers. Much more on sports later on this week here. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday here on North Shore Today.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the ExoBath banner at the top of our website.